Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. I hope you can hear me okay. I'm trying to let Instagram to let them know we are live. The sun is shining this morning, and 262-69-6-8-5-6-6-8-5-6-6. I'm telling to myself and you this morning, happy holidays to you and your family. This morning, we are going to actually, I want you to still get your journals out because that is one of the things about my show is you got to have a journal. You got to have a notebook. You got to have something with you in case there's a nugget or something that is dropped on today. But before I get into our discussion, because yesterday when I talked about health, we also said that we were going to do a whole month on health. So I want you to go out there on Facebook Land, tell everybody you know, I'm listening to Jamie's Journal Live, J-A-I-M-E-S, Journal. One word, Jamie's Journal Live. Hashtag live. 626-696-8566. Tell everybody you know, she's going to be talking about health today. Now, I'm not saying everything, you know, everything is healthy and you must eat this, that, and that. You know, I understand it's the holiday. I understand. But we're going to get to more of a discussion in a minute. Let's see. Dr. Arlene Spann, are you there?
I am here. Mic check. Can you hear me? Here is mic check. I'm
I hear a little bit of the wind, but I hear you.
Yes, I am in sunny, where I'm almost at California, but I'm not. I'm in sunny South Carolina. And so there might be a little bit of an echo because I'm on a cell phone.
Oh, wow. She's driving, ladies and gentlemen. I'm serious. Yesterday she said, I believe she said she was in Maryland. Today she's in Kakalaki. All right. So I guess you traveled there overnight.
We did, yes.
Awesome. Awesome. And you made it there safely.
Safe and sound.
Awesome. Wow. See, I got to hang with them. I got to hang with them more often, ladies and gentlemen. I got to hang with the folks that travels every now and then. But I'm glad that you made it to the line. Is it sunny over there?
It is nice and sunny. There's a little bit of breeze, but the sun is doing its thing this morning. Yes, it is.
Awesome. It sounds a little windy, but over here we don't have much wind. I think it's going to be a lot of heat today. But it's starting off cool. And is there a time difference in South Carolina?
No. Still East Coast, exactly same time, no time difference. Same time it is there, the same time it is here.
Awesome, awesome. You know, because Texas is, what, an hour before, and, you know, sometimes I get a little bit mixed up, you know. Where we at? Who's doing what? You know, if we're behind, if we're not. But I'm glad you're there and you made it safely. Excuse me, that was my orange I ate and my cucumbers for the morning. But we are on this topic on health. We are talking on health. And, Arlene, if you have to go a little early, that's fine. But we're going to talk about health today and all this month. I don't know if we're going to be 2 or 3 days, but we're definitely going to talk about health. You know, even if it's just a Monday and a Friday, or a Monday and a Saturday, or a Sunday. I may even switch up, ladies and gentlemen, and do a Sunday. But either or, we are going to talk about health, because health is something that is very, very important. It is something that we got to put our trust in God. You know, the word for the day this morning I came with is trust. Trust. Psalm 50, verse 15. Trust. You know, trusting in God that He has our health in His hands. You know, and if you're not saved, you can contact me and you can get saved. But we're not talking about getting saved. We're talking about health, you know. Trusting that God will wake us up in the morning. Trusting that God will keep us through the night in good health. Health is very, very important. And over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be very specific about our health. And we're not just going to be talking about in general. We're going to be talking about the sugars. We're going to be talking about the fruits. We're going to be talking about the vegetables. We may be even getting into some smoothies. So I want you to go out there. If you are listening to us on this, in the sound of our voice, I need you to go out there and tell us. Tell them and us that you are listening and that you hear us and that you are going to be listening and tuning in all month long, because health is important. Most people, which I don't understand, doesn't want to hear about health. But then they go to the doctors and say, oh, I feel sick. Oh, my God. I don't know. You know, and I'm the opposite. I like to stay in good health and stay out of the doctors, stay out of the hospital. You know, I'm not that one that wants to be always sick in the hospital. I'm not that person. I want to be healthy. I want to be running around. I want to be running with my nephews. I want to be doing something that pertains to what I have to do and what is important to me. So when we talk about health, we're going to be giving away some tips. I have not thought about what we're going to say every Monday, because we will be on exactly every Monday. But health is very, very important. Like we were just saying yesterday, you know, health is a choice. Health is a choice. But yet you when you wake up, you got to make the right choices. When do you make the right choices? When you go to bed? You know, last night I couldn't sleep, so I said, okay, well, you know, what did I eat yesterday? You know, I'm always exercising. I'm always drinking my water. But why couldn't I sleep last night? You know, why couldn't I get a good night's rest? And I have some idea. I have some clue why. But a part of your health is getting proper rest. A part of your health is making sure you're restful for the next day. And I'm pretty sure, Arlene, after this show, you're going to be resting, correct?
Oh, yes, having not slept at all, that's what I will be doing, yes.
Because they've been traveling all night, ladies and gentlemen, and, you know, I don't think it's that long to get there, but still, you know, we all need rest. It's not good to be up all night and not have our proper rest. Health is important, and one of the things that we don't think about is, you know, yes, it's good to travel. Yes, it's good to take vacations, but sometimes we think, oh, I can do it and stay up. I can do it and I don't have to sleep. I can do it and I'll be fine. But yeah, but then during the day, sometimes if you don't have your coffee or your tea, you know, you're grumpy, and at least, you know, if you stay up, you got to take at least an hour or two or a nap, you know, just to get yourself back together, just to lay your body down and to get its proper rest, at least for 2 hours. It's that. But health is very, very important. So, number one, the one thing I wanted to talk about today is sugar. Sugar is a big deal. Sugar is a big deal, and we said a couple of things yesterday about the sugars. We mentioned coffee. Coffee is the number one thing that people think Well, it's cheap, so I'm going to get me a dollar cup of coffee. Just because sugar is cheap doesn't mean you have to get it. I know, I get it. I know you crave it right and left. I understand. I crave it too. I love my chocolate. I can't get away from my chocolate. But still, you can eat healthy and make healthier choices throughout the day instead of eating what you want, like a candy bar. You know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, my mom always said, eat a meat. Well, not breakfast. Breakfast is usually eggs, but if it's not eggs, eat a piece of fruit. But lunch and dinner, my mom always said, eat some protein with that lunch or dinner. And every household's different. So, Arlene, what do you think about this topic today on sugar?
Wow, sugar. There are so many sugars, Jane. There's the white sugar. There's the brown sugar. There's the coconut sugar. Sugar still is sugar. But if you had to make a choice, go for that that's as close to how God created it as possible. What I mean by that is try to stay away from those things that are bleached and pure white and focus more on the things that are closer to the brown. For example, the coconut sugars and I'm here to pick back my phone, but focus on those things that are close to nature when you're getting your sugar. It can be through your fruit that you're getting your sugar. But try to stay away from anything that has bleached or is white.
Awesome. Maybe you want to change or get a headset because you sound a little muffled. But it's just important that we focus on the sugars today because that's the number one thing that's keeping us craving it every single day. We crave it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Okay, I'll have a donut. Then after I have a donut, I have for lunch an egg McMuffin or an English muffin. And then for dinner, I'll just have me a Big Mac. Sugar. I mean, it's serious. Sugar is serious. And we never think sugar is we can pay for sugar, but we can't pay for health. We can pay to go to the store and say, give me that sugar, give me that soda, give me that candy bar, those M&Ms, which I love peanut M&Ms. You know, don't get me wrong, you know, I would eat M&Ms, but I'm not going to eat the whole bag like I used to. I used to go to the store and get me some peanut M&Ms and eat the whole thing. And it was a small bag. But then I said, you know what? This is crazy. Let me just eat half. And it's the same thing with the Snapple. Snapple has sugar in it. I can taste it. You know, so what I did the other night is when I was sitting with my mom and my dad, I said, look, Mom, you want to split the Snapple with me? It's a lot of sugar. And I can taste it. You know, before I wasn't able to taste it. I was like, I'm fine. But now I can taste it. It's literally because in the morning when I get up, I used to eat some blueberries or orange or some cucumbers or tomatoes to get myself back into no sugar mode. But lately, you know, sometimes I do. I crave sugar. I know Arlene does. But how, what are some ways, Arlene, do you think that we can handle our sugars better?
One way we can handle is to recognize that sugar is in almost anything that we eat. If you go to the store and get meat to enhance it, they've added sugar. If you get your canned goods, they've added sugar. If you go to the restaurant, they've added sugar. So we are a society that craves sugar. And because of that, our bodies, when we don't have it, you know, we go into, it's almost like you're going into a, like an addict, which we are. We're addicted to sugar. We're addicted to high fructose corn syrup. We're addicted to sweetness. We are a nation that is addicted when it comes to sugar. So we would have to wean ourselves away. That's why I said we get the better choices. You might be one that instead of using white sugar, maybe you have to start slowly and start with brown sugar instead of white sugar. Then progress from brown sugar to maybe using, I don't know, coconut sugar. And then progressing from coconut sugar to coconut sugar. But all of them are still sugar. It's just that the others are closer to nature as possible. And that's what you want to use when you're thinking about sweetness. Those things that are the least processed and that are as close to nature as possible. Back to you, Jay.
Awesome. And you're right. Sugar is just, and here's the thing. Come to reality, ladies and gentlemen, and understand that we face sugar 24/7 if we wanted to. We eat sugar 24/7 and you don't realize it. You don't realize it when you get up and you drink that coffee. I wonder why I have the jitters. I wonder why I'm so tired. Well, that's why. It can't be the coffee. Oh, well, how many sugars did you put in your sugar? sugars did you put in your sugar? Sugars that you put in your coffee. You know, a lot of people put 10, maybe 6 sugars. You know, I mean, sugar is serious, and we don't realize it. We don't realize it. We don't think. You know, oh, well, why do I have a headache? Well, because you just ate those donuts. You just ate that pie. You just, you know, your system's not meant to eat sugar 24/7. But we make it so that it is, and then we wonder why we're overweight. We wonder why we got to take all these meds. We wonder why we're dying. We wonder why we have cancer. We wonder why we have all these symptoms, and that's why. Because we don't open our ears and our mouths and say, you know what, let me start making at least one healthy choice a day. And I believe that's what we're going to do next week, Arlene. We're going to focus on breakfast. You know, what are some things that we can cut out and eat better for breakfast? And then maybe the following week, we're going to talk about lunch. You know, what are some proper things that we can eat for lunch? And then we're going to talk about dinner. And then we're going to talk about snacks. And that'll be our show for July, you know. But we got to continue to do something. You know, me and Arlene can stand here and talk to you until your ear falls off. But that's not what we want you to do. We want you to take action and just do a healthier choice. I know it's the holiday. I know it's the 4th of July. I know you want to party. I know you want to eat whatever you want. You can. But it's up to you. But then when Monday comes, you're going to be wondering why you're so tired and you feel overloaded and you may have to go to the hospital. There's a reason. There's a reason. There's a symptom. There's a problem for everything. And I'm trying to solve your problem early because when it comes down to I have to go to the hospital, you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. I thought I had a choice when my anemia was down. I thought I had a choice when I didn't feel right and I said, I got to go to the hospital. I told my mom, I said, look, I have to go to the hospital. I didn't feel right. And, you know, my mom didn't believe me, but I said, look, I don't care if those kids are coming or not. I need to go, you know. And, you know, mothers don't like to spend, you know, money on ambulances and stuff like that. But you want to take care of you. If you do not take care of you, what will you take care of later on this year? If you look down, let me give you an example, and then I'll give it back to Arlene. If you look down at your body and and take a look at just your stomach. Is your stomach sitting out or is your stomach in? If you just look down, you can see all the stuff in your stomach. You can see that your belly, if your belly, what I'm saying is, if your belly is sitting out, well, that's the choice you made. That is the choice that you made. So, what am I getting to? Face reality and make a healthier choice. So, what are some of the things, Arlene, that you think we should eat over the weekend to make a healthier choice?
Wow, that's going to be a difficult because this is a weekend where people are accustomed to hot dogs and hamburgers and potato salad. And you can have those things. But a healthier choice would be, okay, if I am going to get a hamburger, let's get one that I'm going to make myself. Let me go and let me find something that where the cattle were able to be out freely, not where they're all caged up. And let me get some of that lean and make my own burger. And if I choose to do hot dogs, then let me choose things that are as close to food as possible. Like, for example, you can take chicken breast and take that chicken breast and blend it, put it in the blender, and add things like fave and some other stuff into it. It's the same thing. And just put it in a swirl in a form that looks like a hot dog. You can make your own hot dog. So you just put it on the bun. It's chicken breast with all the seasoning. That all you do is take it and, you know, put it in a blender, chop it all up real nicely, and then form it into your own little hot dog. And then you put it in the oven, not a boiler, but put it in the oven, and thus you have a homemade hot dog that you're going to put on a bun. So you can substitute things and still look like everyone else just doing cookouts and everything. But the difference is you can even make potato salad. You can make a potato salad. So there's just so many things that you can do to supplement or take, you know, to take out from the normal things you do. But, Jamie, before I leave, I had a word for the people today. May I give that to them quickly?
Sure.
The word I had for today is live. So put this in your journal. Write the word live. And you're saying, Arlene, live. What does live stand for? Live is simply let. Let, we're talking about you. Let what? Let the internal, inside of you, that internal voice of yours, let that voice empower, energize, and even set you at ease to understand that your body is important. We want you to live. So let that inner voice, that little still small voice that tells you choose this rather than that, let that voice help you today so that it eases you, empower you, and energize you so that you make the better food choices as you go through this holiday weekend. That's what I wanted to ask you to do, to live for the weekend. Back to you.
Awesome. Live. Live. Let. Say it again. Let.
You're going to let that inner voice, that inward, that voice that's inside of you, that little still small voice, because it'll tell you many times which foods to choose, but sometimes we don't listen to it. So you're going to let that inward voice, is going to ease you, it's going to energize you, it's going to empower you to choose a better choice of food for this 4th of July weekend.
Awesome. Let the inner voice empower. Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome thought. Live.
Live.
Live.l.i.v.e. Live. Wow.
Yes.
Live. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you got something out of today. You know, and one of the things before we go is, we want to give you some things, I want to give you some tips on what is sugar, you know, what do I need to cut out on a day-to-day basis? Sugar. And that's number one. Number two is, yes, there's healthier choices out there today. Number one is I do have a healthier coffee. You can email me, jamiesjournal@gmail.com. And if you need a list of sugars not to eat, you can always email me. You know, me or Arlene, we're not, you know, we won't bite, we won't kick you off, we're not going to come over your house, you know. We simply want to help you. So any health questions that you have, don't hesitate to email us. Email Arlene or I and let us know, you know, how can we help you make a healthier choice. So, Arlene, I know you have a book out there concerning health. Can you give it to our audience today? How can we get in touch?
Yes, that book can be found on Amazon. It's Arlene Sands Sweat Weight Loss Program, and that weight could be any weight, not necessarily physical weight. It could be emotional weight. The Arlene Sands Weight Loss Program can be found on Amazon, or you can email me at arlenesweat@gmail.com. You can go on the website at www.arlenesweat.com. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome. Awesome. Happy holidays to you and your family, Arlene, and everyone who is listening. I hope you have a good holiday. And again, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, email Arlene or I, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, jamiesjournal@gmail.com. Go on to my fan page. You can even email me there. Because it's important to reach out and say, you know what, I'm determined to make a healthier choice than to sit there and say, I don't know what to do. I'd rather you reach out to me several times a day and ask me questions than sit there and say, I'm just not going to do anything. So, yeah, there's people out here today, Arlene, that they just, you know, they're in their dark place and they think, I can't be helped, and you can be helped. All you have to do is take some action. Contact me, Arlene, and we will be happy to give you a 30-minute session or help you out with a healthier choice today. I want to thank you for joining me for Jamie's Journal, and don't forget to have a healthier holiday. And we will see you back on Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless your holiday on Jamie's Journal.